My best friends, Jilly and Jackie Somack, lived at 7 Hanside Lane, which is the house that faces Hanside Green. And another friend was John Beard, who lived next door. And we all used to get together and play together on the green and on the quadrangle, cycling round, playing cricket. We used to have family rounders matches as well. And then I can remember that Jilly, Jackie, myself, and a couple of other friends, I can't quite remember who they were, put on the ghost train. John Beard was involved because we had to have a man to play the guard, or a bloke. We dressed up, we rehearsed it, we somehow got together a stage with curtains. I can't quite remember how we did it, but we performed it outside in the garden of number 7, Hanside Lane. We charged the neighbours sixpence to come in and put out garden chairs for them and what have you, and they actually came and paid up for what must have been an absolutely dire performance. But we had a lot of fun, and it kept us out of mischief during the summer holidays. Yes. I also remember doing a lot of cycling around the quad, was incidentally where I learnt to ride my bicycle, and going into the woods to Six Ways with sandwiches, making dens, and being up there all day, quite safe, providing we were home for tea. Belonged to the Brownies, which met in St Francis Church Hall, which is where Churchfield now is, Churchfield House. It wasn't the first Welland Garden City Pack, because they met in the Guide Hut. I can't remember, but I know I was an elf.
Right.
And when I was a guide, I was a robin. Then we met at the Guide Hut, and I can't remember which pack we were, but again, we weren't the first. But I do remember my guide captain, I can't remember her name, I think it was Smith, and she was David Martin's secretary. And David was senior partner in Crane and Staples until recently. Yes. I can remember skipping around a mushroom or a toadstool brownie promise. I can remember having enormous difficulty tying that brownie tie and cleaning my brownie badge. And for guides, I can remember doing Scouts Pace and enjoying it enormously. And we went over the White Bridge to do that. We must have been quite away, actually.
Scouts Pace?
It was called Scouts Pace. I can't remember what we had to do, but it was some sort of jogging or running,
oh,
I think.
Right.
I'm afraid I wasn't in the guides very long because I didn't take it terribly seriously. I didn't take many badges. And because I then joined the junior barn. And at the age of 15, my first part at the Barn Theatre was Martine in a play by Jean-Jacques Bernard called Martine.
Right.
And I had to wear a long blonde wig. And I seem to remember that in the label it had Judi Dench. And I think it had been made for Judi Dench in her young days. I also remember prior to that being in a play called The Ring Game, which we entered the Youth Drama Festival and won, and it was directed by Mervyn Lloyd, a young Mervyn Lloyd then. Made a lot of friends at the barn, and through that I can remember doing props for Streetcar Named Desire, and somebody called Jill Marshall, actually, who lived in Elmwood or Attermore Road. And I also helped with the production. I think I must have done costumes for something called Barn Dance, which was a musical about Welland Garden City, and it was wonderful because we had Marjorie Bailey, somebody taking off Marjorie Bailey, Claire Saxon, who taught elocution, and she lived in Little Young's for a time, and then she moved up to High Oaks Road, and we just did songs about Welland Garden City. Oh, Lisa Sheridan, we had. So it was really, really very interesting. Mm. And I've still got the programme, signed programme for that. In my archives. Mm. That must have been about 1956, 57. I also remember we all used to meet in the store's restaurant on a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. We all used to meet for coffee. Well, the friends, somebody would go and sit at a table, and the table would get bigger and bigger and bigger as people joined us from either friends or from the junior barn. And also, members of Mackie's would have another table. Yes. So it was always quite busy. And I can remember Mrs. Cassie, who was a small lady with white hair, but she was extremely fierce. And she used to sit at the cash desk in the restaurant and take the money.